Hello listeners, welcome to another episode of the Africa's Venture Capital and Entrepreneurial Landscape Series on Wasabi Africa podcast. My name is Lukman Yusuf. I am a financial analyst from Nigeria working at the World Bank headquarters in the United States. It is my passion to make known the story of Africa's economic development to people all over the world. In the seventh episode of this podcast, we discuss the role of government policies in supporting African entrepreneurship. In this episode, we will discuss the impact of diaspora entrepreneurship on Africa. In the history of economic progress, the propelling influence of diaspora entrepreneurship in transforming Africa's trajectory cannot be overlooked. Their movements, defined by African descent individuals harnessing their global experiences, talent, and networks to promote innovation and economic progress, has enormous potential to improve the continent's fortunes. The potential of African diaspora business is not speculative, it is supported by statistics and proof. According to a World Bank report, remittances flow to sub-Saharan Africa grew by 5.2% to $53 billion in 2022, with Nigeria getting the largest share. This significant inflow of wealth, along with the entrepreneurial enthusiasm of the expatriate population, presents a once-in-a-lifetime chance to promote inclusive and sustainable prosperity. Consider a young entrepreneur who was born and raised in Africa but now lives in the United States and has a strong desire to help her birthplace flourish. She establishes a technology firm focused on offering solar-powered solutions for rural communities. Armed with a vision and a persistent determination, she builds collaboration with worldwide investors and establishes a robust supply chain using her extensive network and skills obtained from working in the vibrant tech sector abroad. This project not only offers affordable and clean electricity to isolated villages, but it also creates jobs, stimulates local economic activity, and improves the quality of life for countless people. This amazing story is only one example of diaspora entrepreneurship's transforming influence in Africa. Diaspora entrepreneurs are moving the continent ahead by combining their international experiences, talent, and network with a strong awareness of the local context. They are introducing innovative ideas into African sectors, challenging old paradigms and uncovering untapped potentials. This article delves into critical examination of the influence of diaspora entrepreneurship on Africa. Financial investments. The development of investment funds exclusively targeting African companies is one significant example of financial investments by diaspora entrepreneurs. The Africa Diaspora Investment Fund, for example, was established in 2016 with the goal of mobilizing diaspora resources to invest in African firms. The fund focuses on technologies, agribusiness, healthcare, and renewable energy. The African Diaspora Investment Fund, also known as ADIF for short, have helped promising entrepreneurs across the continent by providing them with the financing they need to scale their operations and make a significant impact. While these investments generate much-needed funding, they must not be primarily relied on by the diaspora community. African economies should try to foster an environment that attracts a varied variety of investors, including local and foreign venture capitalists. This diversification of financial sources would help to make the entrepreneurial ecosystem more resilient and balanced. Furthermore, the emphasis should not just be on financial investment, but also on investment quality. It is critical to assess whether diaspora businesses provide more than just finance. Are they also sharing their knowledge, networks, and industry expertise? This information transfer and mentorship are critical for African startups, long-term success, and sustainability. Diaspora entrepreneurs should be encouraged to actively engage with local entrepreneurs as mentors and advisors, not just as investors. Furthermore, the success of diaspora entrepreneurs' financial investment should not eclipse the need for indigenous entrepreneurial development. While diaspora investments are vital, it is also critical to foster and support local enterprises. Governments, organizations, and institutions should collaborate to build an environment that nurtures local talent, providing access to funding and markets, and stimulates indigenous innovation. With this balanced approach, both diaspora and local entrepreneurs may contribute to Africa's entrepreneurial scene. Knowledge transfer and skill enhancements. Knowledge transfer and skill enhancements are key components in Africa's development journey, particularly in tapping the potential of diaspora entrepreneurship. Knowledge transfer and skill upgrading have the potential to stimulate innovation, foster economic growth, and produce long-term change across the continent. Mo Ibrahim is a well-known diaspora entrepreneur who has made significant contributions to knowledge transfer and skill enhancement in Africa. Born in Sudan, Mo Ibrahim founded Celtel International, a mobile telecommunications company that focused on bringing mobile services to underserved regions in Africa. One fascinating thing about him, however, was that he not only transformed the African telecommunications scene with Celtel, but he also shared his commercial acumen, industry knowledge, and leadership abilities with local experts. Following the successful sale of Celtel, Mo Ibrahim formed the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, which is dedicated to supporting good governance and leadership in Africa. The foundation runs a number of programs aimed at improving the skills and knowledge of African leaders, entrepreneurs, and civil society. The Mo Ibrahim Leadership Fellowship is one such program, which allows young professionals to work in African countries and get experience in policymaking and governance. Aside from individual entrepreneurs, diaspora entrepreneurs like Mo Ibrahim, there are organizations and projects throughout Africa that focus on knowledge transfer and skill training. The African Diaspora Network, ADN, for example, is a global network that connects diaspora professionals and businesses with opportunities to help Africa thrive. ADN, African Diaspora Network, sponsors conferences, workshops, and mentorship programs to help the diaspora and the African continent share information, skills, and resources. Furthermore, colleges and research organizations around Africa have been working with diaspora professionals to improve knowledge and skills in a variety of sectors. The Carnegie African Diaspora Fellowship Program, for example, connects African-born researchers residing in the diaspora with African universities for joint research, teaching, and mentoring. This effort promotes not just information transfer, but also research capability and local expertise in crucial areas. Innovation and technology adoption. Innovation and technology adoption are critical determinants for Africa's growth, and diaspora entrepreneurs have played an important role in propelling these areas forward. Diaspora entrepreneurs' contributions of original ideas, technical knowledge, and worldwide networks have aided in the acceleration of innovation, entrepreneurship, and the acceptance of new technology across the continent. Strive Masiyiwa is one eminent diaspora entrepreneur who has significantly influenced technology and innovation uptake in Africa. Masiyiwa is a Zimbabwean native who founded the communications firm Econet Wireless, was instrumental in changing the telecoms industry in Africa. Under his direction, Econet offered groundbreaking technologies such as mobile money services, which completely changed how people on the continent conduct business and use financial services. Masiyiwa is actively interested in fostering technology and innovation in Africa through many programs in addition to his entrepreneurial ventures. He founded the Higher Life Foundation to support education, healthcare, and technology-driven solutions. The organization has created unique programs such as the Kepanam Trust, which provides academically bright but economically underprivileged kids with scholarships, mentorship, and leadership development opportunities. There are organizations and activities that contribute to innovation and technology uptake in Africa. In addition to individual diaspora entrepreneurs like Masiyiwa, the African Innovation Fund, AIF, is one of such organizations that aspires to harness Africa's potential via innovation. The AIF provides funding, mentorship, and networking opportunities to innovators and entrepreneurs across the continent. It also sponsors the annual Innovation Prize for Africa, which acknowledges and honors great African inventors who are addressing important sector concerns. Furthermore, diaspora businesses and organizations have played an important role in closing the technology divide by encouraging cooperation, knowledge exchange, and skill development. They use their global networks to bring cutting-edge technologies and best practices to Africa, easing their uptake and adaptation to local circumstances. This collaborative approach accelerates technical advancement and promotes sustainable growth in a variety of fields, in addition Collaborations between diaspora entrepreneurs and local stakeholders have been critical in the development of innovation ecosystems and support of startups and tech hubs across Africa. MEST Africa, for example, provides training, mentorship, and seed capital to budding African entrepreneurs, building a vibrant ecosystem for innovation and technology advancement. While tremendous progress has been made, obstacles to boosting innovation and technology adoption in Africa remain. This includes a lack of finance, insufficient infrastructure, and the need for customized solutions that address local issues. Diaspora entrepreneurs and organizations, on the other hand, continue to play an important role in tackling these difficulties by investing in businesses, giving them mentorship and campaigning for support policies that encourage innovation and technology adoption. Market access and international networking. For the expansion and success of African firms, market access and global networking are essential, and diaspora entrepreneurs have significantly bolstered those chances. They have facilitated international cooperation and created doors to new markets thanks to their networks, knowledge, and contacts around the world. This section will discuss market access and global networking while highlighting an influential diaspora entrepreneur or group that best represents the influence in Africa. Bethlehem Tilahun Alemu is a well-known diaspora business person who has significantly improved market access and global networking in Africa. Alemu, an Ethiopian native, founded Soul Rebels, a footwear brand known around the world for its distinctive and environmentally friendly goods. Alemu has effectively penetrated international markets through her entrepreneurial path and established a presence in more than 60 nations. Alemu has been able to establish alliances and global distribution channels with merchants by making use of her worldwide networks. Her brand's success is proof of the effectiveness of international networking and market access in extending the reach of African goods and exhibiting the originality and craftsmanship of the continent to a wider audience. Beyond individual entrepreneurs, there are organizations and platforms that facilitate market access and international networking for African businesses. One such organization is the Tony Elemelu Foundation, founded by Nigerian entrepreneur Tony Elemelu. The Tony Elemelu Foundation empowers African entrepreneurs by providing them with training, mentorship, and access to capital. Through its flagship program, the Tony Elemelu Entrepreneurship Program, the foundation has fostered connections between African entrepreneurs and global investors, creating opportunities for market expansion and international collaborations. Most recently, we have GTEX Africa, which is the first ever launch of GTEX Global, the world's largest, most inclusive tech startup event outside the UAE. GTEX Africa hopes to connect tech titans, governments, startups, investors, and global innovation hubs to accelerate, collaborate, and explore. GTEX Africa is launched under the authority of Morocco Ministry of Digital Transition and Administrative Reform, hosted by ADD, Agency de Développement du Digital. The inaugural edition of GTEX Africa took place from 31st May to 2nd June 2023 at Marrakech, Morocco. Trade shows, business conferences, networking events, diaspora businesses and organizations have proven to play a crucial role in bridging the gap between African companies and the global market. For instance, the annual gathering of African and international business leaders, the Africa CEO Forum, offers a venue for networking, knowledge exchange, and business matching. By facilitating conversations on market access, investment opportunities, and strategic alliances, events like this raise the profile of African companies on the international market. Initiatives like the African Diaspora Network, ADN, also encourage networking and cooperation among African diaspora entrepreneurs and companies operating on the continent. The ADN fosters a positive ecosystem for market access and global networking by facilitating information sharing, mentoring, and investment opportunities. African entrepreneurs can more successfully navigate complex global environments by utilizing the knowledge and resources of diaspora networks. These insights into overseas marketplace, cultural quirks, and business practices are invaluable. While there has been progress in increasing market access and connecting African enterprises globally, difficulties still exist. These include the requirement for specialized techniques to reach particular markets, limited infrastructure, and trade obstacles. However, businesses and organizations from the diaspora keep making unrelenting efforts to overcome these challenges. They support legislation that encourages trade and investment, work with regional players to improve their infrastructure, and support African business people looking to expand their operations abroad by mentoring and advising them. Social contributions. An essential component of the impact of diaspora entrepreneurs in Africa is their social efforts. These business people not only help the economy flourish, but also actively participate in programs that tackle social issues and enhance societal well-being. This section will examine the societal contributions made by diaspora entrepreneurs while highlighting an influential person or group as an example. One remarkable diaspora entrepreneur who has made significant social contributions in Africa is Fred Swanika, the founder of the African Leadership Group. Mr. Swanika, a native of Ghana, is enthusiastic about empowering the next generation of African leaders to transform Africa. He has created a number of organizations via African leadership groups, such as the African Leadership Network, African Leadership University, and African Leadership Academy, all of which are devoted to fostering and equipping young African leaders. Swanika aims to find and nurture exceptional young Africans by offering world-class education, mentorship, and networking opportunities. By investing in young Africans' education and leadership development, he hopes to build a pipeline of future leaders who will drive positive change across the continent. This social contribution goes beyond individual business and has a far-reaching impact on African countries, since these leaders have the skills, knowledge, and networks to address major social and economic concerns. Non-governmental groups created by diaspora entrepreneurs also play an important role in Africa's social contributions. The Give One project, founded by Tion Nyang, a Senegalese-American entrepreneur, is one famous organization. The Give One project aims to empower young people via entrepreneurship and social impact. The organization works to uplift African youths through various programs such as mentorship, training, and community projects, providing them with the tools they need to become change agents in their communities. Moreover, diaspora entrepreneurs often leverage their networks and resources to support social causes and initiatives in Africa. For example, many diaspora-led organizations actively engage in philanthropy and corporate social responsibility activities. They contribute to healthcare initiatives, education programs, environmental conservation, and community development projects. By investing their time, expertise, and financial resources, diaspora entrepreneurs play a significant role in improving the social fabric of African societies. Also, diaspora entrepreneurs frequently use their networks and resources to assist African social concerns and initiatives. Many diaspora-led organizations, for example, actively engage in philanthropy and corporate social responsibility operations. They support healthcare efforts, education programs, environmental conservation, and community development activities. Diaspora entrepreneurs contribute significantly to the social fabric of African societies by devoting their time, talent, and financial resources. It is worth mentioning that diaspora entrepreneurs' social contributions are not restricted to specific industries or geographical areas. They cover a wide range of topics such as education, healthcare, poverty alleviation, gender equality, and long-term development. By tackling these societal issues, diaspora entrepreneurs have a long-term impact on the lives of individuals and communities, contributing to Africa's overall growth and well-being. Inspiration and role modeling. Inspiration and role modeling are critical components of diaspora entrepreneurs' effect in Africa. These entrepreneurs are bearers of hope and inspiration, showcasing what is possible through perseverance, hard work, and creative thinking. Aboyeji, a Nigerian entrepreneur and co-founder of Andela and Flutterwave, shows the potential of innovation and technology in driving positive change in Africa. Aboyeji and his team developed Andela, a startup that trains and outsources software professionals from Africa to top global IT corporations. This novel method not only solves the scarcity of competent digital personnel in Africa, but also allows African developers to get vital experience and contribute to the global tech economy. Flutterwave, Aboyeji's second startup, is a payments technology company that enables African businesses to accept and process payments smoothly across numerous platforms. Flutterwave enables businesses and entrepreneurs to succeed in the digital age by overcoming the financial infrastructure gap. Through his ventures, Aboyeji has not only created employment opportunities but also fostered a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship in Africa. His success and dedication to leveraging technology for social impact motivates young entrepreneurs to see their own potential and use of technology to effect positive change in their communities. Furthermore, through initiatives such as the Future Africa Fund, which gives finance and support to early-stage African firms, Aboyeji actively promotes and mentors prospective entrepreneurs. His commitment to developing the next generation of African entrepreneurs elevates him to the status of a true role model, pushing others to dream big and make a difference in their own professions. In conclusion, as role models, diaspora entrepreneurs inspire a sense of possibility and instill a belief in the potential of Africa. Their stories of success and resilience inspire others to dream big, take risks, and embrace entrepreneurship as a means of driving positive change. However, it is essential to recognize that the impact of diaspora entrepreneurship goes beyond economic indicators. It is a testament to the power of collective action, collaboration, and a shared vision for a prosperous and inclusive Africa. By harnessing their skills, networks, and resources, diaspora entrepreneurs have become catalysts for change and agents of progress. In embracing their African roots while leveraging their global experience, diaspora entrepreneurs have become invaluable partners in Africa's journey towards sustainable development. Their contributions have reshaped industries, transformed lives, and fostered a sense of hope and possibility for a brighter future. As Africa continues to navigate its unique set of challenges and opportunities, the role of diaspora entrepreneurs will remain crucial. Their unwavering commitment, innovative spirit, and dedication to making a difference inspire us all to strive for excellence and work towards a prosperous and inclusive Africa.